You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with our weekly wrap, the big business and economic news of the week in 4 short minutes. Do not try this at home. We've got Neela Richardson from Redfin and Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal on the line. Hello there.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi there. Okay, so Neela Richardson gets her wish. She wanted to talk about Samsung today, and I said, I don't think there's any news left in that one. Turns out, Department of Transportation issued an emergency order moments ago banning the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 from all flights. Any Note 7, new or replaced. Neela, what do you think?
So here's why I wanted to talk about it, Molly. I was on an international flight this week for connections after the seatbelt instruction was the instruction to turn off and store all Samsung Galaxy 7 phones. And I knew this was a big story, and it's a big deal for the company. The company's taking a $2.3 billion write-off for canceling the phone. They're basically cutting off the cancer to protect the brand. I think it's actually the right move. You don't want a phone, a device that blows up on people. It's a great brand outside of this bad mistake. And I think the company is taking responsibility here. But regulators are also watching out for the potential dangers of this product. So both the company and the government are on the same page on this.
Sudeep, Samsung is offering a $100 credit for people to bring in the Galaxy Note 7 if they exchange it for another phone. Do you think consumers are in any mood to do that? Get another Samsung phone?
Some of them might be. This whole case is going to become a perfect business school study on how companies react to a problem like this to preserve their brand, to interact with consumers. This is a product that is so personal to all of us. The smartphone, it's in our faces, it's in our pockets, it's in our beds. Short of having a pharmaceutical recall, there's probably nothing more personal than your smartphone these days in terms of safety and concern about the thing catching on fire in your hands or in your pocket or in your bed. So obviously they need to react to save an entire company over this, and maybe they'll get enough, but I'm certain there will be plenty of consumers looking elsewhere as a result of this.
You know, that note about the personal product reminds me of a theory that is going around Marketplace about the Wells Fargo backlash. One of our senior producers pointed out that, you know, the bank account is the way that most people interact one-on-one, face-to-face with a bank. And that might be part of the reason that this Wells Fargo backlash has risen so far, so fast. But Neela, do you think that we are anywhere near the end of that story?
No, we're not. And this really cuts to the core of all the distrust that's been building and has sustained since the financial crisis, that banks are not in the customer's best interest. At least that's what was the view coming out of the crisis. And what's somewhat ironic is that Wells Fargo managed the financial crisis very well. It didn't incur all the penalties that other big banks did. And yet you see this huge fiasco where they're faking accounts in customers' names and, you know, firing low-level employees as a result of it. So as much as I think Samsung is doing the right thing and taking responsibility for its mistakes, Wells Fargo has been slow to do so. This happened over a number of years, and I think it will still play out for some time to come.
And Sudeep, just about 30 seconds left. What do you think? Is John Stumpf, Wells Fargo CEO, just departed? Is he the last to go?
It's possible they'll clean up and get around this. It is a good cautionary tale here. What took down a bank CEO was not a collateralized debt obligation or some other complicated derivative. It was a basic question of honesty and how do you deal with your regular customers on a daily basis, and are you treating your customer base in an honest fashion? And that's led to his downfall. And sure, it will lead to the downfalls of other CEOs across America. Because we're still dealing with this stain on corporate America, and particularly in the finance sector since the financial crisis.
Neela Richardson and Sudeep Reddy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.